Good program management has always been central to a well-functioning government. Add up the millions of projects and you've got thousands of programs. Now, good program management might become law if a bill now in the House makes it through. Joining Tom Temin with the implications of the Program Management Improvement and Accountability Act, Mark Langley, the CEO of the Project Management Institute.
Now, you're the Project Management Institute. This is program management. How do the two relate?
Programs are essentially a group of related projects that are aimed at the same strategic outcome or policy outcome in the public sector. And we represent project, program, and portfolio management to help organizations guide their strategy or their policy more effectively.
So it's safe to say that if the projects aren't managed well, then the program by definition can't be.
That's right. That's right. It could fail at the project level or the program level.
So this bill, it's been around a couple of years now. What do you see as the main benefits?
I think the critical things that it'll do, which are, you know, from our research, are essential in both public and private sector organizations, those that are successful in implementing their programs. First and foremost, it would create a formal job series, what the private sector calls career path for program managers, the federal government would call job series. And that's essential because there you define the role of the program manager, the competency, skills, and behavior of that's necessary to be successful, as well as standardizing the position, and importantly, have an ongoing program for training and development, because we know the world only gets more complex, as do programs. So that's the first and significant step.
I guess it's surprising that after all these decades, and so many people aspire to the program management title, that it's not a job series already.
It is surprising, and when you think about the money that's invested in major programs in the U.S. federal government, and all the policies implemented through programs, it is surprising that it's not as formalized as, say, the private sector, who's already formalized that, you know, decades ago. So it's I think it's an important and critical step, and only the first step in the bill in terms of getting to greater efficiency in major programs.
Okay, so what else would it do?
The next thing it would do is develop a standardized-based model for program management. So one of the things our research, such as the Pulse of the Profession, points out is that high-performing organizations in project and program management actually are more standardized. They have a standard method and process across each of the agencies and departments, what the outcome would be of this bill. And that's essential because no matter where you work in federal government, the way you do programs becomes the same. So there's a standard approach, and you can be more effective and efficient as a result of it.
And how do you think that would go down with program managers? Because you have this tendency in government for each person in an agency to say, well, we're unique, and our requirements are unique.
Well, indeed, there are unique aspects, but standardizing doesn't mean you ignore the unique aspects. It's just the opposite. There's certain core aspects of program management that are common to every department or agency. And it creates a common language and framework. So if we have a job series and they speak a common language of program management, and we have a common framework, which is the standard-based model that they would use to implement it across agencies, then you have a more effective organization, both within each agency or department, but also across the federal government. And my sense is the program management community is going to react extremely positively to this, because it's going to help them be more effective and deliver better results for government.
We're speaking with Mark Langley, the CEO of the Project Management Institute. And, I mean, when you look across the government now, how good are program managers on average as a group now?
Well, our research shows that in government, there's approximately 10% of budget wasted due to poor project performance on average. That's an average number. In our studies and research, we know that we can identify what we call high-performing organizations and low-performing organizations. And so on the average, it's about 10%. On the high side, if you're a really poor-performing organization, you can risk almost or waste almost 30%. And we often look to other resources, and a recent Accenture poll or study actually said that the U.S. federal government could save as much as almost $1 trillion, $995 billion over 10 years by increasing efficiency just 1% per year. So there's a significant money, wasted or potentially wasted due to poor program performance. And we always think of it as the third leg on the stool. You know, there's more taxes or slash revenue. There's budget cuts, sequestration, austerity measures. But there's a this third one that's really aimed at efficiency. So where we do fund major programs, if we can be more efficient and effective, we'll waste less and take that the savings and put it back into other major programs across government.
So really, efficiency and effectiveness and good performance all kind of come together under program management.
They do, and then ultimately, it's about value for money in the public sector. So we'll be more efficient and effective with taxpayer money, and ultimately achieve better results.
And what are the essential skills of project and program management?
We characterize the competency, skills, and behavior of a program manager in what we call the PMI talent triangle. So if you went back a couple decades ago, it would have been sufficient for a program manager to have purely sound technical skills. So things like cost management, budget management, schedule management. But we know that in an ever-changing, more rapidly volatile, complex world, organizations, including government, really need two other characteristics, competency, skills, and behavior in their program managers. We characterize it the technical, which I've mentioned, but the other two are leadership, what I call strategic and business management or commercial capability. So on the leadership side, it's things like communication, negotiation, conflict resolution, organization change management. It's a real need to have leadership in these positions and not only at the time of hiring, but ongoing training and development. And the third area is what we call strategic and business management. It may be called commercial capability in the public sector. And that's really understanding the business in terms of the department or agency you work in. In a private sector, it would be understanding the strategy and the go-to-market capabilities of the organization. But understanding, as you're working with large government contractors, that commercial aspect of your major program to make sure that you're reducing risk and maximizing the benefits that are intended by the program.
It seems like that combination of skills would give someone in the government a lot more portability and ability to move from agency to agency and move up the chain better.
Absolutely. And that's, I think, we know from our work in private sector is one of the things that, as we assist in standardization and career path and job series, one of the things that helps organizations, especially in the U.S. federal government, is not only portability within the agency, so you can move from one major program within, say, NASA or some other area, but you could also move within departments and agencies. And when you do, you'll have that common language and framework across government so that when you come into that new role, you're not learning a whole new way of doing program management.
And what do you hear about the prospects of this bill?
Well, I'm pleased that it passed, and I'm also very optimistic that the Senate, who already previously passed a version, when they come back from recess, will take action and pass it as well, and then it'll be on its way for signature, hopefully before the end of the year. It's hard to argue with efficiency in government as a critical driver or an important driver, and so there's strong bipartisan support for this bill, and we're optimistic that the action will be taken when they come back in November.